pass rush, and that's supposed to be the way to counteract what you guys do?
Well, you piggyback, because I was trying not to answer that question. But good job. Yeah, definitely. You always want to go against those quarterbacks that are kind of, you know, statues of liberty in the pocket. That makes things a little easier. But, you know, that's not the way of today's quarterback. You know, most guys now are mobile and still are, you know, franchise style, you know, type quarterbacks. You know, the Romos, the Vicks, the, you know, considering last week's game, the RG3s, the Cam Newton. So, you know, it's the way of the world, and us as D-linemen have to adjust.
Is Freeman in that group, or is he a little different?
I think he's mobile. I think he's more of a Roethlisberger type as far as just being a big body guy that is hard to bring down. I haven't seen much from him as far as eluding a rush with his speed, but he's still mobile enough to give guys fits and to, you know, step up in the pocket and just prolong plays long enough to, you know, make something happen downfield.
What adjustments do you have to make as the lineman?
You just got to, you know, you got to choke down your rush a little bit. Make sure you pay attention to your rush lanes because, you know, quarterbacks, like some of the guys we're going to play this year, are going to be able to, you know, hurt you with their arm and their legs. You know, take your poison. You can have a 30-yard run or a 30-yard pass in certain situations. So it takes a team effort as far as keeping guys in the pocket and just make sure we collapse that on them.
A 10-day layoff can be a good thing, but when you're coming off a loss, does it make it feel that much longer? Is it a bad thing in that way?
Yeah, I haven't slept well. So I think we all are itching to get back on the field. It's, you know, definitely got a lot of work to do on the practice field. Had a great practice today as far as, you know, turning the page. So, I mean, you know, we've been in this situation before. Go ahead.
What bothers you the most, Justin, from that game? What sticks with you when you're not sleeping?
We just didn't play well. You know, and I'm not saying that Dallas didn't beat us. They definitely did. They did a lot of things better than we did, but we didn't play well. And I don't think in certain situations we didn't give ourselves a chance to win the game. And that's not to say if we would have made, if we would have played well, if we would still won. I don't know. But, you know, you want to come out of games like that with all, you know, everything that was right on that game. You know, first week of the season against a Division IV, a team that we got a lot of history against. And you want to come out and play your best game and say, you know, they beat us playing our best. But we didn't do that. So that irks me. That really bothers me, considering the fact that we have a lot of time to prepare for that team. We should have been more ready, I guess the right word is. I thought our energy was good. I thought all that was good. But as far as executing, we didn't do that well.
Was he reverting back to last year and not trusting what the other guys are going
to
do?
Who knows? Maybe. I saw a couple of instances of that. And maybe just, you know, not having an opportunity to play enough, you know, game-like situations in practices. And that's just something I think we'll get better doing with time. You know, we got another, you know, week here to kind of look at the film and see, you know, the things that we didn't do well and correct those, and look at the things we did do well and try our best to, you know, build on that.
Do you think fatigue was a factor?
Nah, I didn't see anybody really tired. On defense, we only had like 57 plays. I might have played like 40 or maybe less than that. So, you know, I don't think fatigue was a problem. I think we're actually a pretty conditioned team. We ran today and guys were flying around. And, you know, so, you know, we'll see. We'll definitely see on Sunday, you know, in the heat of the day, and you'll see how we hold up against, you know, a team like, you know, Tampa.
Justin, your personal disgust over that, how much do you think that's permeated around your teammates in the locker room, and how much can that help fuel the fire against Tampa?
Well, I think every guy in his locker room is disgusted with how he played and want to come out and have a better showing. And considering that, you know, Tampa's coming off a great win against Carolina, you know, that team's fired up. That team's going to have a lot of confidence. You know, both of their coordinators know this football team very well. So we know they're going to have some plans to, you know, kind of act what we do. And I think it's going to be a great football game. It's going to be another great test for us to see where we are. And hopefully we can, you know, find our rhythm and get a win at home.
I'm sure you haven't seen any Buck film, but you're right. Mike Sullivan, obviously, has brought a lot. Yeah. I did watch the game yesterday. They brought a lot of Giant stuff down there. Is that to your advantage or his?
I don't know. Even though it is a similar offense, I know Sully's going to have some tricks to kind of, you know, keep us off rhythm, give us some looks that we see from our offense every day and do something different to it. So we know he's going to throw some wrinkles and some things. And the thing we have to do against a team like this, where you feel like you know what they're going to do, you got to play your keys, because he's going to throw some things in it that's going to look exactly like, you know, something we did on, you know, our team, and give you a completely different, you know, reality. So, you know, just play our keys and we'll be fine.